99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get ahead at work by drugging your coworker, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Why, who, why? Oh, wow.
This story out of Italy, why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Oh, my God.
So, Mariangela, she was found guilty of putting sedatives in her coworker Alice's coffee over a period of several months. So
Holy cow. So she was like making her like be real sleepy, not get her work done.
Yes.
And so maybe she would be seen as the better employee.
That's exactly what the case was.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like every day she'd be like, hey, you want me to go get a coffee?
You're Italian.
Oh my gosh. So bad. I'm sorry. I'm offending so many people.
Spot on.
And Alice was like, oh yeah, thank you. Bueno.
And, oh my gosh. So you're trying to add some authenticity to the story. I get it.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And so Mariangela would like, she'd get her coffee and then she'd slip some sedatives in there and then she'd give her the coffee and then, you know, like Alice would drink it and then, you know, she'd like get tired and all that stuff. So one time she drank it all super fast. Oh. Rather than sipping it. And so, like, she felt drunk. She was, I was losing her balance. And she was like, man, something's not right. So then Alice is way more smarter than I would have been. Because then she's, like, kind of started connecting the dots and was like, hang on a second. I was fine before I drank the coffee. Then I drank the coffee. Now I'm not fine. So then the next day when Mariangela was like, hey, you wanted the cafe? And Alice was bueno. And then she took the coffee and instead of drinking it, she took it to the lab to get tested. And sure enough, there were sedatives in it.
Wait a second. They have a lab at work?
I don't know where she took it. Kelly,
all right.
It's beyond the point. But the point is that so she
figured it out.
Yes. And so then Mariangela was found guilty of then putting sedatives in her coffee over the period of several months.
Holy cow.
I know.
I mean, I feel like Mariangela's getting fired.
Well, she's going to have a hard time keeping that job because she's been sentenced to 4 years in prison. So,
yeah, I would find it hard to keep the job when you're going to be relocated to jail.
Yeah. So, again, there are a lot of ways that you can try to get ahead at work, you know. Busting your butt, getting there a little bit early, maybe going above
hard
and beyond
work.
your normal day-to-day
yes.
duties, you know, getting noticed by people who make a difference in your employment, you know, but putting sedatives in your coworkers' coffee in the hopes that they fail so you look good, that's not the way to do it.
That is... I just want to know what, like, TV show she got that idea from.
Because
I feel like...
Yeah, it's straight out of a Lifetime movie.
From, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, maybe.
100%. And you know what? I did hear there is a quote from Mariangela's mom when she found out what happened.
Let me guess. Is it, why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Yes.
Was that the quote?
Yes, it was. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing. So again, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get ahead at work by drugging your coworker, you dork. Don't do that. Then you're doing okay.
I feel like our accents lend like global appeal to this show.
Yes.
Right? International appeal.
It adds credibility to the
we
story.
We speak all languages.
Yeah, there you go. That's Set of the Bar on 99.7 DJX.